How's your mom doing?
Mom's good.
Is she good? Is she in town? Is she listening right now?
No. She's out on her hillbilly tour. Remember, she went on that tour?
Yes, I didn't know she was gone now.
She left. I went up to Cedarburg on Sunday to pick her up because she came down to the city to spend the night on the couch of Annie and Ralph Fitzgerald, who live across the hall from me where I live. And these are the people that I grew up in the same neighborhood with. So what I did, I picked up Mom, and I put all her stuff into the back of my, Santa Gay. Uh-huh. And we get downtown. And
the Hyundai.
Hyundai. And I said, Mom, dude, you want me to bring your stuff up? And she says, oh, no, just leave it all in the back, and we'll just transfer it to Ralph's trunk. I says, well, where are you going to sleep? I'm sleeping on the couch with all my clothes on because we leave at 2:30. I said, why are you leaving at 2:30? So we don't run into any traffic around Chicago. I said, Mom, you're not going to run into a car. It's like, God. So at 2:30, I says, do you have like any bags to bring up? Oh, no, nothing, just my purse. I said, what about your toiletry? Like, where is your toothbrush? I don't need a toothbrush. I said, you were going to wake up with all your clothes on the couch of Ralph and Annie and get into the car? She said, well, we got to hurry. And she says, if I need to brush my teeth, I could wash them with a washcloth.
Man, she's back in college.
She's taking her teeth out in the middle of the trip to wash her teeth with a washcloth. It's like, Mom, and my last image of my mother, she was sitting on the couch at Ralph and Ann's house with her shoes untied, almost asleep. And I said, hey, Ma, wake up. It looks like you're practicing, like, how to ride in a car.
Lay down, honey.
So they left at 2:30 in the morning. Didn't even knock on my door, and they're gone. So they're gone to North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Wow.
And so they were talking about what they were going to do. They were at first stop was going to be Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you going to do in Nashville? And my mother said, anything free. Their first, they go to the hotels. The last trip, they went on those hotels, and they all spent like $88, and they were gone 3 weeks.
Right.
This time, they were gone a month. My mom's not going to be home for a month.
Wow.
And she says,
that's great,
she
though.
Says, what we do is we take, because Ralph is that over-the-road truck driver, we take the back roads, and then when we stop at a hotel, we stop at the hotels where there's no cars. And then we go in and Justine Hack and Ralph Fitzgerald go in, and what they do is they bicker over the rate. And we know if there's no cars that they've got rooms. And so they're like, we're not paying any more than $30. So then they do that at 4:00, and then they go out for dinner at the local truck stop, I'm sure. And then they play cards, and they play that card, hand over fist or 5 feet. They use 5 decks of cards, and then they play until, they play all night. And the 4 adults in one room with 2 beds is, what happens in the morning? Do you know what I mean? Like, what happens when you gotta take care of all the business? I'm like, Mom, here's $500 out of my pocket. Get a room! And, first of all, my mom snores like a bear. Don't mean to be rude, Mom, but you do! I spent
She's
a week
listening.
With my mother on a boat in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, Mom, you snore? She says, I don't snore.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. So she gets back from her first trip where they went out west, Route 66, because then you don't have to pay a toll. And she says, I must not snore anymore because they didn't say a word, Annie, Ralph, and Justine. I said, Mom, quit snoring this year.
Yeah.
It's like,
they're just being nice.
Well, being nice after 3 weeks, I'd be like, hey, lady.
Yeah.
Maybe they have earplugs and she doesn't know it.
That could be, too. But it's all that stuff where it's like, oh, Lord, when do you? Well, what we do, and they only stay where they can have a continental breakfast.
Ooh.
Because, as I said, my mom came home and was like, I love a continental breakfast.